Hello!
And welcome to the center of Death Valley!
I'm John.
I'm Dave.
And this is, of course, the Devil's Advocate's legally distinct podcast.
And variety show.
Why are you doing that voice?
I don't know. I kind of started with it, and now I feel committed, you know?
I think you should stop.
No. I don't wanna. I like it like this.
You're a weird little Muppet.
I know. I like it like that. I like being weird. Maybe this could be like another character. I'll call him Pedro.
Pedro the Meth Head?
Pedro the Meth Head. Yeah, I do meth, and my name is Pedro.
Can you go away, Pedro?
Filipino.
I thought you were...
Okay. What did you think I was? Tell me what you thought I was.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
I'd like to know what you thought I was.
I thought you were Spanish.
Spanish, huh?
Maybe Portuguese? Brazilian or Mexican? I was not expecting the Philippines. I'm going to be honest, Pedro.
What made you...
Are you like 4'2"? Are you a little island folk?
I'm not 4'2". I'm 4'8".
Okay.
How do you know? Wear a size 4 in men's shoes.
Impressive for your people.
Oh, God. What do you mean my people?
The Filipino people. Your island people.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry. Are Filipino not small people? Am I offending Filipino people?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
They are small, but few people.
I didn't
people.
Think this character through enough to know if I should be offended by that.
You committed. You fucking...
I mean, I feel like I should... It's a stereotype, but I don't know. I could be wrong, and I just didn't research enough to know if I should be, like, upset with it as this character, Pedro, the Filipino. You
know, am I being racist?
I don't know. I probably...
You're definitely being racist. No.
But hey, that's not the point. We're not pointing fingers here, are we?
No, because I'm also being racist in return. We're back to season 3.
Pedro, just the way we like it.
Oh my God, Pedro would have fit in great.
Well, I'm telling you, the stats have come in and they have told us. If you want to fucking make it in a podcasting game, you got to put the gas pedal to the floor. You really got to pump the gas on that. Oh fuck, what am I saying?
I don't know.
You got to be racist.
Oh yeah, definitely. Joe Rogan and Alex Jones.
That's if you want to make it as a podcast.
Yeah,
you got to be a horrible
human being.
It works for us because we're not really human beings, are we?
No, we're a Muppet and a demon.
We can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. the anonymity is great.
This coyote weed.
Is it as good as meth?
No, it's not. Nothing as good as meth. Let me tell you right here on the Devil's Advocates.
No.
Legally distinct podcast.
No.
That I, a
character. Stop.
That is welcome on this show.
No, he's
that
not.
Has been welcomed onto this show.
Oh my God, no.
I do meth, and I support the use of meth.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Are you tired? Kids. Are you
hey,
drunk?
Hey, kids, aged... Fucking 7 to 13.
Oh my God. The people who don't watch this show because they know better. Because
we told them to go the fuck away.
Yes.
Because we explicitly said they weren't welcome.
Do not tell them to.
This is why we told them they weren't welcome, because we knew.
Oh my
God. Some motherfucker like Pedro the meth smoking Filipino would show up.
Oh my God.
And start saying, hey kids, do meth. And this is why we explicitly,
oh my God,
fucking said we didn't want children listening to this show. We know ourselves too well.
I just wanted to tell folk stories.
But you got Pedro the fucking meth head.
The Filipino meth
head. Isn't that what life is like, oh, Dave? Sometimes you want to tell folk stories from
Wales.
I was going to call
this episode Tales from Wales, but not what happened.
Which is really clever, by the way. Yes, and let me tell you, it sounds like captivating content. Highbrow, high quality content for the discerning listener.
I think I'm still going to call this episode so Tales from Wales.
But we can't go from this now. You can't do that. You have to save the actual tales for a later episode.
Yeah.
Fucking Pedro is already here. He's already smoked his batch of meth. He doesn't have any left. He only has one thing left to do, and that's to be on this show.
Oh my God.
Pedro, the meth smoker, is also canonically a libertarian.
It makes sense that they believe in a free drug state.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm fucking saying. You knew exactly where I was going with that. So insightful, Dave.
You want
some of this meth?
No, I don't.
You want some of this? Oh, it's okay, because I already smoked it all.
Yeah, I know. There's none left. You're worse than Alex Jones with our DMT supplies.
If I wasn't already committed to this voice and it wasn't actually hurting me in this moment, I'd do Alex Jones. I feel like that'd be too much to bring into this particular episode. We'll just stick with Pedro, the meth smoking Filipino.
Please stop doing different voices. I think I'm good on the character work on this podcast.
I know you are, but the audience isn't. I'm telling you, the audience has spoken. We know what they want.
I think. Oh my God! I hope this doesn't push me. Like this.
I'm getting throat cancer from this.
I hope this doesn't turn out like Bingo, where we start getting hate messages again, threatening to stop on our stuff.
Who's gonna hate on us for this? Who could possibly be offended?
Our one Filipino listener.
We have more than one Filipino listener.
Do we? Is it like five?
We have like 5% of our listens come from the Philippines.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God! It must be like 10 people.
I do want to say that I, Pedro, the meth-smoking Filipino character, am in no way representative of the Filipino people as a whole. I want to say that outright.
Yeah. 7 minutes into the podcast, you want to fucking clarify that you don't represent the Filipino people. Not what I was asking, not when I was making short remarks, not when you were talking about smoking grams and grams of meth. You motherfucker, you want to do it 7 minutes, 7 fucking minutes in? You're disgusting, you're a scumbag, you know that? You shouldn't even fucking have done it.
Well, we're too far in. We can't stop now. This character's locked and loaded, baby. And oh boy, I am zooted off my fucking ballsack. Like Scooby-Doo in a fucking mystery gang. I am ready to fucking...
I want it to be known for the record that I asked him to go away.
Yeah, noted.
And he did not.
You see what I do for you, listeners. I'm giving myself throat cancer for you.
This isn't the same session where I'm hungover, and this is one of those episodes where I'm just done with John. You know, the one listener, like
when you got hit by the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I called you over at like what, 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
No, not me. John did that.
Yeah.
I forget. I'm on so much meth, I hallucinated for a second that it was me, Pedro, the meth smoking Filipino.
Please stop saying that. We're all clear on the character. We know who you are and what you're about. You made that abundantly clear. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
John's on that coyote energy tonight. It's like they used to say in the Blackfoot tribe, Coyote had an idea. They say that in a lot of native tribes,
actually. Do you want to hear my Blackfoot character?
Oh, jeez, do not fucking try it. I'll kill you. I'll slit your throat. You think that's funny? And I know exactly what you're going to fucking do. You're going to be like, you're going to do an Indian voice?
Yo, what would that sound like? I'd like to know.
Oh my God, no, please don't.
What is an Indian voice?
But you know exactly.
I don't think they're called Indians.
Not Native Americans, but you would do a voice from someone from the Far East.
Like what?
Don't try to peer pressure me into this bullshit.
Just a little taste. Just a tip, just to see what it feels like, you know? Look, I'm fucking... I got the zoomies and...
Where's this coming from?
I don't know.
Like, it started from the beginning of the podcast.
I know, it was right out the gates. And yeah. It happened and I couldn't stop, and now I'm here. And it's 11 minutes in, I'm still. The voice is not the same as it started. I'm starting to sound like Gilbert Gottfried over here.
Oh my God, you don't want to sound like Gilbert Gottfried. Well, maybe you do.
Maybe I do. Maybe I want to sound like Gilbert Gottfried. Maybe that's my next character. Just screaming out of the time.
Oh my God, I hurt. You made me laugh so much, I hurt. This is not fair. My chest literally hurts, listeners. He's trying to kill me with laughter. A little cough core for you in the middle of this.
Some moist cough core beats. From me, Pedro the Not Smoking Filipino.
You know he's never coming back to the podcast, right?
Why would that be?
Because I kind of don't want to publish this.
It's not that bad.
Oh my, well, I mean, it's no Bango and Chain, that's for sure.
I mean, I feel like this is tame compared to the Alex Jones shit.
Is it? Well, maybe
I don't have anyone in my basement. I just smoke meth and am Filipino, which the Filipino part bears, like, has no bearing on the meth smoking part.
Oh, no.
They're, like, independent facts about each other.
Yeah. You're just a person who likes to smoke meth.
Yeah, and I just happen to be from the Philippines. Yeah, that's all there is to that. It's just a normal thing.
4'8".
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta be careful with these things you establish.
I ride bicycles everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
I build them myself.
Out of what?
Out of parts. I got one, like, the front wheel is a tractor wheel, and the back wheel is skateboard wheels. And you... There's a little kickstart on it. You kickstart it, and then there's like a 2-stroke motor in it. You can go.
You can go
a full 15 miles an hour on that thing for about 8 minutes.
You build engines into your bikes?
Yeah, I made. Is there motorcycles? Weed whackers. Made them out of weed whackers.
Oh my God!
Yeah. I broke weed whackers.
And then you put them into the bicycle frames. Did you find in the trash?
Exactly, yeah.
Or you make your own out of scrap metal.
Yeah, exactly. Anything that I can do. I made one out of bamboo. It was really good. It was like it
bamboo
was surprisingly
wheels?
No. That wouldn't work. Maybe I should try.
Yeah, you should try that. That might work.
I'm gonna need to smoke a lot of extra meth to figure out how to do that. That's how I always do it, by the way. So I smoke a lot of meth.
I believe this.
Like a lot.
I've seen you do it.
And then that inspires me to come up with these amazing contraptions. I have a working airplane. It can get it in the air.
Did this turn into a guest episode?
Yeah, I'm a guest.
You have an airplane?
Yeah.
You have an aeroplane.
It works.
And it flies, and you go places in it.
Yeah.
What did you build it out of?
Like, plywood and fucking scrap metal. I made the propellers out of canoe oars. The seat is a broken porcelain toilet. The controls are half of an Atari system.
Just a joystick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a Russian keyboard.
Where did you get a Russian keyboard?
From a Russian. He also smoked meth. Again, but the two things are independent.
Was that Kozlov, the Russian man? He smoked lots of meth with you. I'll do Russian. I don't feel bad about making fun of the Russian people.
Did somebody say something about me? I thought I heard someone talking shit.
I did.
You talk shit to me.
I'll talk shit to you.
There are two things I do not like. People who talk shit and radishes. And you do not look like a radish to me.
I have radish.
That was just almost broke character. That was literally just out of fucking Baldur's Gate. We should probably end this episode. Yeah, yeah. It's not going anywhere this.
I think it's...
The Russian guy is probably the best part about it, honestly.
I think we're sponsored by the Philippines.
No.
Yeah, we're definitely sponsored by the
Philippines. Wait, weren't we sponsored by the Philippines just recently?
No, we're sponsored by Indonesia.
Oh, God.
we'll get all of those islands soon.
I guess we're sponsored by... No, we are not sponsored by the Philippines. No. Let me make it clear. The Philippines do not sponsor me. They don't even... They
don't even acknowledge
They you. Don't acknowledge me. I'm homeless. I don't have an address.
You just live in Death Valley and smoke meth?
No, I live in... I came here just for this. I flew here on my airplane just for this.
I guess we're sponsored by meth then? The meth.
Yeah, we're definitely sponsored by meth. This is all... I'm personally sponsored by meth. I don't know what you guys are sponsored by. Because I don't know what the fuck this shit is.
Oh my God. This episode is sponsored by meth.
Oh yeah. Give me some of that meth. I like to boof it.
What's boof? No.
I put it in my butt. That's okay. I put it in my butt. Okay. My Filipino butt.